All right, good afternoon. Our song service this afternoon will be about spiritual warfare. All the songs are related to the spiritual warfare that we undergo each day. And I'm going to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Our first song this afternoon will be Soldiers of Christ Arise, and Robert's going to be leading those. Thank you.
If it's convenient for you, would you please stand as we sing the song together? Number 231, Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Do, so, do, mi, do.
Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Our next song will be number 397. Number 397, stand up for Jesus. I won't make you stand twice.
Real quick before we do the prayer, we need to add one more, and that's Tammy Golden.
Yeah.
Background on Tammy. Tammy's from Lexington, Kentucky. She has a tumor on this side of her neck, and she is going through a proton therapy right now with a very, very bright outlook. Physicians say maybe as much as 95 to 98% opportunity for regaining full health. And but this is a wonderful woman. Her husband, Kelly, is with her. Lexington, Kentucky, worships at a very faithful congregation. If you haven't gotten to know them, please do. She's a world of fun. And they're very kind, wonderful, good, godly people. So that's Tammy and Kelly Goble.
Number 397, Stand Up for Jesus.
Do so mi so.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up, stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, ye that are in now serving against unnumbered foes, your courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up, stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each cheek's put on with prayer. Where duty calls for danger, be never wanting there. Stand up, stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, the crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall live eternally.
And finally, number 494. 494, Lead On, O King Eternal.
Do mi so.
Days of preparation, thy grace has made.
led in a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Jehovah, our God, you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you are our God, and you are great, and you are awesome. You are powerful beyond what we can ever imagine, what we could ever describe. But as we look at the world that you have made, we see your great power, a power that with a word brought all things into existence, a power that gave and continues to give life and breath to everything that moves on the earth, ourselves included. We look at what you've made, we see your wisdom and the complexity of the things that have been made, and we see the great plan to provide everything that is needed. Father, we look at history and we see the way that you have guided all things, again, through your power and through your wisdom. And we look into your word and we see so clearly how great of a God you are, how wonderful you are, and the majesty of your character and the goodness of your love for us and for all of mankind that you have created. God, you are holy and just and righteous, but you are merciful and tender and compassionate. And you look down upon us and our weakness and our frailty, and you still desire a relationship with us, Father. And we don't understand why you would want to dwell with us, why would you want a relationship with us, but we are in awe of your love, your grace, and your mercy. You are a good and kind Heavenly Father. And it is based on that confidence in who you are and the love that you delight to show to your people. It is in that confidence that we come before you today, that we bring our burdens to you, that we cast upon you the things that we're anxious about, the things that we're worried about, the people that we love and care about, and even our own selves that are dealing with difficulties. And Father, we want to first offer up a prayer for this congregation, and specifically the shepherds of this congregation, for the elders here. We thank you so much, not only for your plan expressed in your word, for there to be men of wisdom and of character and of integrity and of love that would lead and guide your congregations of your people. We thank you for the wisdom of that plan, but we thank you also for the very men that serve in that way for us here in Bel Air, for Mark, for Brian, and for Mike. We thank you for their wisdom. We thank you for their commitment to us as a people. We thank you for their tireless efforts, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, to watch over us, to pray for us, to lead us, to teach us. Father, thank you for these men and for the wonderful and rich blessing that they are to this group. But Father, as you know, there are difficult and heavy burdens that each of them are bearing right now, this very moment. Mark, having just experienced a severe stroke, recovering from that, and in that recovery experiencing excruciating pain and the frustrations of a body that is struggling to work properly. Father, we pray for your care over Mark, to watch over him, to keep him healthy, keep him strong. We thank you for the good progress that there has been. We especially thank you for the last couple days in which he has found relief from much of the pain. We're thankful for the the improvement in movement and motion. And Father, we're thankful for his family and close friends and the brethren here, but we're thankful for the support system he has very close to him that is working so hard to help him make a full recovery. Father, please be with him every day. Keep your hand upon him for strength, for healing, and for recovery. Pray for Mike, having just had a knee replacement surgery and experiencing great pain with that and being very limited over the last few weeks of what he's been able to do. We pray that you would give him comfort and give him relief, and that you would strengthen him in this difficult condition to recover, recuperate, and that he would be able to continue to do the good work of a shepherd. And we pray for Brian, who is bearing up under much right now with Mark and Mike having their difficulties, but also Brian and still dealing with things related to their house, helping his wife Deb, and all of this, trying to watch after, look after this congregation. Father, be with Brian, give him strength and wisdom. Be with these men, Father. And we know that in your word, you instruct us as Christians to hold up the hands of those that lead us, to honor them, to support them, to strengthen them. We pray that you would help us to do that. Help us to strengthen these men by encouraging them, by supporting them, by doing everything we can to help them and to lift up their hands as they do this amazing work. Father, be with Deb, as we've mentioned, and the pain that she experiences for the shingles that have come up recently, that she would feel better every day, and that these problems would find solutions, and that you would strengthen her body and heal her completely. We pray for Janice Kimbrough and the cancer that she is receiving treatment for, that you would heal her completely. We pray for Beverly Berthold, and also for her cancer treatments, that they would be successful in removing it and healing her completely. And we give you thanks and continue to pray for Raymond McGlamory, Janet's son, for his leukemia. We're thankful for the medication that he can take that helps him manage that, but continue to pray for success in that regard and for continued healing. And we pray for Holly Ann, thankful for all of her treatment and surgeries that have resulted in a clean bill of health, and pray that you would watch over her and keep her so that the cancer would not return. Father, be with us as we strive to be your people, unified in love, looking after one another, helping one another, serving one another. We pray that everything we do would bring you glory and bring glory to the name of your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Our next song is The Battle Belongs to the Lord, number 93 in our supplemental songbook. The Battle Belongs to the Lord.
Belongs to the Lord.
next song is number 275 of Hymns for Worship, the Marine Book, Am I a Soldier of the Cross?
Yeah.
If you would pray with me. Heavenly, glorious Father, we come before your throne of grace and throne of mercy. Lord, we recognize your goodness, your love, your grace, your mercy that you have for us. And Lord, we're thankful for that. And Lord, we pray for that. And Lord, we pray that we can always recognize who you are and who we are before you, Father. And Lord, at this time, we'd like to continue our prayers for those who are in need. Father, we pray for my father, Ronnie Seal, as he has undergone open heart surgery this past week. And as he continues to recover, we pray for his strength and for the doctors and nurses that are tending to him and his family, that we can be an encouragement to him. Lord, we also pray for Hannah's grandfather, Bill, as he has also undergone open heart surgery, and pray that you'll be with the doctors and nurses for him as well as he continues to recover, and pray that they can surround him with love and continue to show him care and encourage him. Lord, we pray for Karen, who is recovering from knee surgery, that you'll give her strength as she recovers and as she gains her strength. Lord, we pray for Loretta Randolph, who has a mass in her intestines. And Father, we pray that you'll be with the doctors and the nurses and the surgeons who are caring for her, that they can give her the help that she needs. And Lord, we pray that those around her will be an encouragement to her. And Lord, we pray for your healing hand as she continues to undergo treatment. Father, we pray for Wayne and Loretta as they continue in their work life, and we pray that you'll be with them as they deal with their workloads and their burdens of their job as it increases and fluctuates. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them strength as they continue in this effort, and that those around them can help to build them up, and that they can lean on those that they love. Lord, we pray that you'll be with Lydia Garcia, and you'll keep her and keep her strong, and that you'll be with those who are around her to build her up. And Father, we pray for Steve's father, who is dealing with Alzheimer's, and his mother, who is both caring for his father and dealing with Parkinson's on her own. Lord, we pray that you'll be with them, that you'll be with their family as they go through this difficult time. Lord, we pray that they will find some comfort and some ease, and that they can rely on one another and rely on their friends and their family and their community as they help to encourage and edify one another in this difficult time. Father, we also pray for Meredith's mother, who has undergone gallbladder surgery, and as she recovers, we pray that you'll be with those who are tending to her and for her family as they go through this hard time. And Lord, we pray that your healing hand will be with them and they'll be with her and as she continues to recover and to heal. Lord, we also are mindful of our family here in Bel Air. Lord, we pray for our congregation as we strive for unity, as we strive to be compassionate towards one another, as we strive to continue to love one another and to grow in that love. Lord, we pray that we can look to your kindness, your compassion, your love, your patience, and your long-suffering with us as an example for how we are to be as a church family, and as we grow together and lean on one another and sharpen one another to become better. Lord, we pray that you'll be with us as we strive in that effort to grow up under you and to be your light unto the world and unto the community. All these things, Father, we pray in Jesus' heavenly name, Christ's name. Amen.
The final section for this afternoon, we'll be reading, 347 in the Red Book, Who Will Follow Jesus? Thank you, Greg, for putting this together. It's always good to come together and to pray I would encourage everyone to take advantage of putting names up here, whether it be somebody that you need to pray for or somebody that you know, because it's always nice to, you know, or actually even to come up here and to pray. You know, to pray for others is such a good thing, to pray for others, and then to hear somebody pray for your family and to pray for the people that you care for. So, you know, it's always encouraging. So thank you for doing this. Sorry, 347. Who will follow Jesus?
Who will follow Jesus standing for the ride? Holy up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus serving him today? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I Oh!